What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled Going to the Gym is Actually Bad for You If You Are Short or Ugly. So, I just came out of the gym. I spent 5-6 hours in the gym. I know a lot of you guys are gonna say, Amr, spending 5-6 hours in the gym is not good for you. I keep on going until my body fails. You guys need to understand, man, in order for you to stimulate your muscles to grow, you have to keep on going until you pretty much can't go anymore. That's really the only way you can get your muscles to tear, and then they would recover, become making you stronger and bigger and gaining more muscle. Okay, so all you guys out there who go to the gym, you put your headphones on, you go like this, you go like that, you know, you're doing like, you know, 50-60% max of what you can do, man, that ain't gonna do you jack squat, man. You have to do like fucking 95% of what you can do in order to tear up your muscles, stimulate them so they can get back together bigger, stronger, okay? Now, some of you guys been asking me, Amr, are you better off now with TRT than before? The answer is hell to the yeah. Now, this video is not about TRT, but I'm gonna make it super quick because a lot of you guys been asking. Back in my heyday, like fucking 17, 18 years ago, my max deadlift was like 315. Today it's 335 pounds thanks to testosterone replacement therapy. The only downside is that obviously it's been almost 20 years. I'm not 215 pounds anymore. I'm 255 pounds. But hey, I actually gained a good 10-15 pounds of muscle thanks to TRT. So really, I probably have, you know, I'm stronger than I was 18 years ago before TRT, but at the same time, I probably have like 20 pounds of fat, you know, 20-25 pounds. You know, if I lose like 20, maybe 25 pounds of fat, not muscle, like 20-25 pound drop in fat, I'll look really good if I lose like 20-25 pounds of fat. Anyway, so long story short, yes, my results with TRT are indeed better than before TRT, and definitely better than they were like when I was in my 20s trying to make it as a big buff Hollywood star. Anyway, so going back to the point of this video, that going to the gym is bad for you or counterproductive for you if you are short or ugly. So I actually made a video before I got into the gym where I exposed PUAs like Hamza and AMS, who tell you, oh, just make money, bro, go to the gym, bro, woman will flock all over you, bro, trust me, bro. The reality of the matter, guys, is that if you're short or ugly, money and the gym are bad for you, okay? In the case of money, guys, if you are a fugly dude or a short dude and you got money, women are simply gonna use you for foodie calls. I see it all the time on AMS comment section where guys are like, AMS, 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 I finally made money, AMS, I took this thick ass girl out to like Red Lobster, AMS, and she ghosted me. What happened? I'll tell you what happened. You're not attractive to her, but hey, she was getting a free meal out of it. Guys, let me tell you something. Somebody who drove cab in LA before Uber, before fucking Tinder and shit like that, let me tell you something, man. If you're at a restaurant and the girl takes food home, okay, trust and believe, you're not gonna get laid. And guess what? The food that she's taking with her, you are feeding Chad and Tyrone. Let me say that one more time, okay? If you're on a date with a girl that you met and she takes food home with her, you're not getting laid, and Chad and Tyrone are gonna be eating off your dime, okay? So that's number one. If you're short or ugly and you go out with a woman because you're on your purpose, you're making money, woman just gonna use you and abuse you for foodie calls and you're not gonna get laid, okay? Now, when it comes to the gym, okay? Now, I was at the gym, like I said, I was at the gym for 5-6 hours, and there were these two Hispanic guys, probably Guatemalan. You guys know I'm in South Florida, lots of Guatemalans here. So these Guatemalan guys, they were like 5'1", maybe 5'2". They're shorter than fucking, you know, Curry Sale, Yogi Obes. Yogi Obes is like 5'4". Well, these Indian, these Guatemalans, you know, they're like 5'1", maybe 5'2" at the very most. Their face was decent. Their face, you know, it was a decent looking face. Their body, obviously, they go to the gym. Their body was decent. But here's the thing. It's over for them. It's over for them for the simple fact that they're fucking short, okay? If you are a short dude, if you are under 5'8 and you go to the gym, it's not gonna be any good for you. In fact, it might be counterproductive for you, because here's the thing, man. A lot of these guys who go to the gym and they're short, they get on steroids and shit like that because they believe, hey baby, look at how muscular I am. But the reality of the matter is, if you are a sub 5'8 guy and you're like muscular, your body is gonna look like you're a fucking crab, right? You're gonna have that crab type body where you're gonna look like you're compact. You're gonna look like a fucking tall midget. You know how midgets look like? Their body is like kind of like compact. Well, that's how you're gonna look at, like, if you are sub 5'8 and your body is muscular. And obviously, that's just gonna scream insecurity to women, and that's gonna be a negative for you, okay? That's number one. If you're under 5'8, going to the gym for you is just not worth it. But you know, as long as you have a decent looking face and hopefully you're above 5'8, you'll do well. Just have a decent looking body. Don't even bother with the gym at that point, okay? Now, if you have a fugly face, guys, not just the gym is over for you, but your height would actually work against you. So let's say you're a tall dude and you have a fugly face, it's actually gonna draw negative attention to you because you stand out. For example, man, I remember when I was living in Mountain View, California, a lot of Curry Sales are out there, you know. The average Curry Sale is like 5'5", and they have a fugly phenotype. But here's the deal. Because they're so damn short, they really don't stand out. Now, when you see a Curry Sale who's like my height or even taller, but they have a fugly face, that stands out. So if you're tall and you have an ugly face, being tall actually works against you because people are gonna be looking at your face more than anything else. If you're a short dude and you're ugly, you're not gonna draw much attention to yourself simply because your height, you're below other people's eye line. But if you're a tall dude, see, this is why they say looks, height is a looks multiplier, right? Because when you're tall, you draw attention to yourself. Now, if you're tall and your face is, you know, decent looking, that will work in your favor, you know. As you guys can tell, my face is not exactly the hottest face on the planet. I mean, this over here, guys, when I go back to Cancun in a couple of days, God willing, I'm going to see if I can get surgery to remove this, man. This line over here, I'm going to see if a buttocks and fillers are not working. I'm going to see if I can get, like, surgery to remove it. This is fine, you know. This here is really, this is not satisfactory at all, you know. Yeah, this over here, guys, I think I might need surgery to remove this. But again, my face, not exactly the best in the world, you know. My face is probably like a freaking 4, but the fact that I'm 6'3", that actually works in my advantage. Now, let's say I had a fugly face, my nose is like deformed, my eyes were all weird, shit like that, then that would actually be a negative for me. My height would actually be a bad thing. So the point that I'm trying to get for you in this video, guys, is that these PUAs out there who tell you, oh man, just make money and go to the gym, bro, it doesn't work if you're short or ugly. You see, PUAs like Hamza and AMS, They just want to make money off of you, okay? So obviously it's in their best interest for you to go to the gym and make money, because you're going to pay them money for consultations. You're going to continue watching their content, because that way you're like, oh, well, what am I doing wrong? I got the money. I went to the gym. Where's the girls at, like Aaron Cleary would say. But the reality of the matter is you're just not attractive to women. You know, so this is what PUAs don't want to tell you, is that they never ever want to tell you that sometimes it's just over for you. If you're like a sub 5'8 dude, it's pretty much over for you. If you have a fugly face, it's really over for you. So let's say you're short and you're ugly like the typical curry sale, it really is over for you. So this is a quick video for all the guys out there who believe that making money going to the gym is gonna get them pussy. But the reality of the matter is, if you're ugly or short, you know, the best you can hope for is for a girl to ghost you after you taking her out to Red Lobster, and then she takes home food with her to Chad and Tyrone. Guys, when I drove cab, man, I've seen this so many times, man. You know, the girl will drop the guy off at the house. She'll give him a pick on the cheeks. And he's like, hey, you gonna come with me? And she's like, next time, babe, next time. And guess what? The first thing she says out of her mouth after the idiot exits the cab is, cabbie, take me to Tyrone's house. So, yeah, guys, I just want you guys out there to understand, man. If you're not getting any woman right now, you guys don't need to watch any PUA. You definitely don't need to watch any PUA. If you're just not getting female attention, then chances are you will never ever get female attention, no matter how much you pay Hamza or how many videos you watch from AMS. And if you do get any female attention, guys, they're simply gonna use you as a beta bucks deluxe, and you probably will never ever get sex, you know, from them. So your best hope, guys, if you're not getting any pussy right now, man, assuming you're not like fucking 400-500 pounds overweight, and you're not like fucking 5'2", 5'3", you know, if you're a decent looking dude, you're like at least 5'8", you know, hopefully you got your hair still with you, or maybe you're able to rock the bald look. And don't wear glasses, guys. I got rid of glasses back in the 90s. I got LASIK like, you know, 18 years ago. There is no reason for any... You do not have a right in 2022 to be wearing glasses. Let me say that one more time for all the yogi obes and bitch pills out there who are slow to understand. In 2022, guys, you don't have a right to wear glasses. You got contacts, you got LASIK. LASIK is cheap, affordable, it's quick. And obviously, guys, I can see, so obviously it's not bad for you. Like, a lot of you people are afraid of, oh, what if I go blind, man? Do your motherfucking research, you know. Go on Google and type in, how many people went blind doing LASIK? I guarantee the number is going to be like a fraction of a percent, okay? So none of that, oh, LASIK is just too expensive and it's risky. Bull fucking shit. I get it. If you have to wear glasses every now and then, you know, maybe at nighttime you have to wear glasses, or if you're reading, that's cool, bro. But if you just wear glasses throughout the day because you're fucking blind without glasses like I was, get a motherfucking LASIK, or the very least, get contact. So, if you're a dude, you're at least 5'7", 5'8", you're not overweight, you're not wearing glasses, you know, you got your hair, or maybe you can rock the bald look, simply go to Cancun, go to Latvia, go to Bangkok, and buy yourself a prostitute for the night, guys. That's really the only thing you can do, other than trying to become a beta bucks deluxe to some Tatiana who just wants some loser to pay her bills. Okay, guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm gonna see you in the next one. Peace.